The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. A new technology park will be built in Ruston, Louisiana. The official announcement came yesterday as dozens of people packed into the historic Ruston Fire Station to hear about the park initiative, as it will be anchored by the new Louisiana Delta Community College Ruston campus. As reported by public radio KEDM in Monroe, the school will receive money to build a new $8.1 million campus that will be co-branded with Louisiana Tech and collaborate with the University of Louisiana Monroe and Grambling State University. The new campus will focus on advanced manufacturing and workforce training. Governor John Bel Edwards was in Ruston yesterday to make the announcement. He said the technology park, along with the school, will attract more business to Louisiana.
Because what I have found is, Governor, when I meet with CEOs, and I do it all the time, and they're trying to decide whether they're going to invest their money here or elsewhere, either to expand the business here or to create a new presence in Louisiana. First thing on their mind is they want to know, will we have the trained, educated, skilled workers so we can be successful?
Construction on the $8 million campus is expected to begin next year and should be complete by 2020. The United States, along with Mexico and Canada, will host the international soccer tournament, the 2026 World Cup, and two Texas cities, Dallas and Houston, have a shot at hosting the prestigious sporting event. But according to a report by Houston Public Media, for Texas to get chosen, soccer officials say the Lone Star State needs to turn up soccer enthusiasm. And if Dallas or Houston wants to be selected as a host city for the 2026 World Cup, they need to attract the attention of the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, FIFA, the governing body for the World Cup. Doug Hall is with the Harris County Houston Sports Authority. He says the next 2 years are crucial.
Every soccer match we do over the next 24 months will be viewed from the lens of FIFA, you know, U.S. soccer, and how Houston responds to everything we do.
The 10 U.S. host cities out of a pool of 17 finalists will be announced in summer 2020. Each city will host 6 World Cup games over the course of a month. The economic impact for the cities could be comparable to hosting 6 Super Bowls. The largest natural gas utility in Arkansas is proposing reducing its rates by more than $19 million following last year's federal tax overhaul. CenterPoint Energy filed its request with the Arkansas Public Service Commission in response to an order from the commission to reduce rates. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says rates would drop 9.5% on bills from October to January and 7.3% in January. The lower rates would expire February 28th. CenterPoint Energy has more than 400,000 customers in Arkansas. There are some burn bans in effect because of the dry conditions. Most northwest Louisiana parishes have burn bans, as do bordering counties in East Texas. Although rain is forecast for today, burn bans will remain in effect until further notice. Currently, the weather in Shreveport-Bossier at 78 degrees and cloudy. Expect a high temperature of 93 degrees today and a 40% chance of rain. It's 74 in Magnolia, El Dorado, 74 degrees and sunny in Alexandria, Pineville, and 77 degrees and cloudy in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.